Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sorry. I was going through some messages. Some Father's Day messages. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 608. Coming up, I'm going to give you a phone number to call so you can leave a message for your dad and we'll play it on the air.
Nice.
Like starting like right now, right through Father's Day, because it's like Father's Day weekend.
I like it. That's pretty cool.
Coming up. But I do have to say, before we do anything, Walmart Jeff is clean shaven. He's got a great haircut. Is this your wedding cut? Because I don't think you want to... Are you going to cut your hair again before Gavin's wedding next week?
No, this okay. is my wedding cut.
What are
this
we doing the with the... I see the neck beard is gone, but what are we doing with the mustache? It's, why are we...
Well...
Creepy.
No, the mustache is not... It is kind of creepy.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds-y.
But if my memory serves me right, Gavin's father has a mustache.
He does.
He does. Right? Yes, he does. He rocks the stash.
And I think Gavin's father and I have a lot in common. We both like drinking. We both like making fun of Gavin. okay. So I wanted to grow the mustache in honor of Gavin's father.
Okay.
So you want to bond with my dad.
Will Walmart Jeff be sitting near your dad at the wedding? Is your dad at our table?
No, he's not going to be at your table.
Oh, that's too bad.
Unfortunately. Oh, well, but I mean, you guys can mix around, maybe meet at the bar, have a couple Bud Lights perhaps.
Yeah.
All right. It looks good.
No, I think it does look good, but can you just really shave that mustache before the wedding, though?
No.
I mean, you're going to creep out all my guests.
He is pretty creepy with it.
Who's that guy? Who's that creeper in the corner?
Nice haircut, but boy, I mean, maybe we could trim it up a little so the mustache doesn't go over your lip and in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's the gross part.
I tried trimming it up yesterday, you know, but I mean, I don't know. I looked in the mirror this morning and I said to myself, damn, I look good.
Now, what did Barbara, your wife, say with the mustache? Does she like it?
She hasn't said anything.
Okay.
Really?
Like, that means no.
No, well, I mean, between getting my haircut and my mustache and shaving off my beard, she hasn't said a word.
Beards on my face and neck. I know.
Beard. I was so upset yesterday. And it's not like we didn't see each other. We were with each other the entire day. She didn't say anything about my haircut
It before I even put my purse down. I walked in the studio. I'm like, nice haircut, Walmart Jeff. Yeah. And I usually don't.
He doesn't normally come without a hat on.
Right. You know, he looks good.
He's got a hat.
Well, this is my wedding look. I don't think I'm wearing a hat to the wedding.
Okay. Could we take a photo of his wedding look and maybe put it on the Courtney and Kiss Morning Facebook page and ask if he should keep the stash or shave the stash for the wedding?
Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do a
Walmart
poll.
Jeff?
I got to buy some Just for Men later on and darken it up.
No.
Really black. Make it really dark so it doesn't look like your hair at all.
Yeah, you need to shave that thing.
Yeah, can you put that up on the Courtney and Kiss Morning Facebook page? If we get Walmart Jeff's approval, we'll do a little poll and you can check it out. All right, don't forget. Yeah, Father's Day is this Sunday. And I am giving out my very own phone number where you can call it, leave your dad a message, and we'll play it on the air. How awesome is that? If you've got young kids, this is awesome too. Here's the number, 860-723-6179. 860-723-6179.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 625. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So yeah, dads are getting the shaft this Father's Day. If you don't know, because it hasn't really been published anywhere, Father's Day is on Sunday.
Can I say, and I never thought of this until you brought it up.
Yeah.
When it's Mother's Day or Valentine's Day, you can't even turn the TV on.
That's true.
But Father's Day, I've not seen one ad like, hey, it's Father's Day, you know, a week from today or whatever, you know, with gift ideas.
Yeah, Mother's Day, it's in your face. You can't go anywhere, like gas stations, any package stores.
I know. It's
Mother's Day. So I'm going to give you some Father's Day stats right here that compare to Mother's Day.
Okay.
On Mother's Day, 84% of people celebrated Mother's Day.
Yes.
76% of people plan on celebrating Father's Day this year.
Okay, that's still more than half.
Okay, it's good.
Yeah, I know, but it's less than Mother's Day.
A little bit less.
You can't compare to moms, just
Mother's Day spending was $25 billion.
Oh, boy.
On Father's Day, people are planning on spending $16 billion total for Father's Day gifts.
I spent $40.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
I ordered him a nut basket.
Does he love nuts?
He loves nuts.
Yeah, and that's great. Yeah. People spent an average of $195 on mom this year.
Okay.
And people plan on spending $139 on dad this year.
That's a lot.
I gotta get him more gifts. Yeah, I only spent like $40.
You know, it was sad. Yesterday, my wife was doing some baking for work. There's like a big going away party or something at work. And she was like, "You want me to put a couple aside for Father's Day?"
I'll put aside the broken, burnt ones. That's what I'll do.
I'd hate to bother you, but if you could, just put some aside for Father's Day. It's 6 days away. So, yeah, Father's Day is on Sunday. Go out and buy your dad something nice, not a tie or socks.
I got something. If your dad likes Chris Brown, I just scored Chris Brown tickets, XL Center.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so maybe you can score those for your dad. Be listening to win those Chris Brown tickets. It is coming up this morning at 8:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Hollywood brought to you by Bic Flex 2 Hybrid Razors. Well, Cuba Gooding Jr. denies that he groped a woman, but he says he's surrendering to police today. A woman is accusing Cuba Gooding Jr. of drunkenly grabbing her in a New York bar Sunday night. He says that he posed for pictures with fans, but he never touched anybody. He insists that surveillance footage from inside the bar will tell the true story. He's expected to be charged with forcible touching.
Wow.
So at some point today, he'll be turning himself in. And Justin Bieber says the challenge he threw out to Tom Cruise was just a joke. I knew it was a joke. That's why I didn't even do it, because you would have gotten your butt whooped. No.
Yeah.
I mean, he sent out a bizarre tweet a few days ago asking the head of the UFC to set up a rumble in the octagon between he and Tom Cruise. Well, yesterday he admitted it was all just a joke. He said, "If Tom accepted my challenge, I would have to get into shape. I know he would kick my butt." And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, he does his all. He does his own stunts, Mission Impossible.
Exactly.
And it's kind of funny because if you watch the video of Justin Bieber saying it was all a joke, he looks a little nervous. Like, oof. Geez, I'm just so glad he didn't accept my challenge. That video is on our blog. And finally, Britney Spears posted vacation photos to prove the paparazzi are altering her photos to make her look heavier. She just posted, I don't know, it was yesterday or the day before, I told you about a video. She was in her bikini.
Yeah.
Saying, "Hey, look, do I look fat? You know, paparazzi keep taking photos of me on vacation with my man, and they're adding 40 pounds to their photos." So now you can see a bunch of photos she's posting herself of she and her boyfriend.
Okay, I like this.
I do too, because I don't even look at Britney when her boyfriend's in the photo. Oh my God. Really? I've not seen a better looking man in my entire life. That's it. But if you'd like to see the photos, check them out. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. 6:50, rainy. Temperatures falling into the 50s.
Yikes.
It's going to be cold and rainy today. But it is time for good news. That ought to warm you up and cheer you up. Every weekday morning, we bring you good news. Start your day with good news. And you can share good news. Maybe you have something special planned for Father's Day and you want to tell us about it. Call us. 860-247-9570. Good news for parents.
Yeah, Courtney, this could be good news or bad news for parents, depending on how you look at it. But my nephew, Noah, who's just about 11 months old, is in love with Baby Shark. It's been played over 3 billion times on YouTube, and it was just announced that there is a 100-date tour that is going to be coming around. It's going to be announced next month. Baby Shark Live is going to be coming to a city near us starting October.
All of the
tour dates are going to be announced July 9th. Connecticut will be on the list.
Oh, wow.
So
the kids are going to go crazy. Well, parents are going to go crazy.
Yeah, parents are going to go crazy, but the kids are going to love it. Yeah. So Baby Shark is coming to you live.
Speaking of babies and baby animals, my good news is baby turtles. Remember, we went to Jamaica and we participated in a turtle release program.
It was one of the best experiences of my life.
Are you
was
serious?
It really?
Yeah. Serious?
It was. I actually loved it.
It was cool.
I loved it too. I was suffering because I got bit in the hand by a bumblebee hours earlier, and I'm allergic, so my hand was the size of a football when I was trying to hold these little tiny baby turtles, but we had to dig them out of the sand because that's where they hatched, and we were like, ooh, dig them out and then help them down into the water. Well, if you want to do something like that, there's a group that works to clean up our oceans and help sea turtles that needs interns for 2 weeks in August to work at their turtle rescue center at a resort in the Maldives. I don't even know how you say it.
Wow.
I think it's Maldives. Anyway, you're not going to get paid, but who cares? You'll get your airfare, accommodations, and all your food paid for. And you spend 2 weeks releasing turtles.
It's great.
I think it's awesome. You need to submit a 2 to 3 minute video application. I think maybe the three of us should submit it.
Let's do it.
Because we have experience yes, releasing turtles. All of the information for you, if you want this job, will be on the Courtney Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
My good news is a big congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. They are a hockey team, Courtney.
Okay.
Last night they won the Stanley Cup, beating the Boston Bruins in Boston by a score of 4-1.
Oh.
And it's kind of sad news, too, for me, because now hockey's over until October, so I have nothing to watch on TV for the next, like, 4.5 months.
So that's what you guys were talking about when Gavin said the Stanley Cup, right? Is that what it is? It's like a giant cup.
Yep.
If you had that, what would you eat out? What would you put in it? Food or liquid?
Bud Light. Put Bud Light in the top of it. And drink Bud Light out of it. Yeah.
Because I would do a giant vodka tonic.
Oh, definitely.
Just tons of lime. Yeah. And Gavin, what would you?
Probably cereal. I don't know about alcohol.
Yeah.
Why do you want to drink alcohol?
Cheerios.
Out of it?
I want to put some Cheerios in it.
I will say
the players that have kids on the team, because the players get the cup for one day, a lot of the players, if they have kids, will let their kids eat cereal out of it.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
Cool. It's actually pretty cool.
So, your good news is.
The St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Did you want them to win?
Yes. I hate the Boston Bruins.
Stop.
Now we get to the truth. I feel like that's bad news. I like the Bruins. If I had to choose, I want the Bruins to win.
I was a Whalers fan growing up. You can't like the Bruins if you were a Whalers fan.
Still bleed green.
All right, whatever. If you want good news, share your good news with us right now. Call us with your good news. 860-247-9570. Go Bruins! Go Bruins! Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Tracy, where are you calling from this morning?
Bristol.
All right, Tracy, in Bristol, what is your good news?
So I was a really young mom. I was 18 when I had my first child, and he is actually graduating high school tomorrow. So I am super excited and so proud of him.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Yay.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Good for you. That's like, I mean, obviously you're over the moon proud.
I am. And he is wanting to enlist in the Army, so that will be his next adventure.
And what's his name and what school?
Tyler, and he goes to Bristol Eastern.
Yay, Tyler,
awesome.
Congratulations!
Big
and
congrats.
Everybody graduating at Bristol Eastern, congratulations on graduating. Tyler, good job. We're so proud of you, and thank you so much for sharing your good news.
Thanks so much.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, you can share your good news, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Oh, it's second date update time. And we're going to West Hartford this morning, guys.
Ooh, nice. Okay, love Weeha.
Samantha's standing by. And second date update, if you don't know, you go on a first date. You don't get called on a second date. Sometimes you want answers. So we actually get to the bottom of it and find out why you didn't get asked on the second date.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of miscommunication out there sometimes. You know, you just don't know what happened.
Yep, well, Samantha's on the line and she wants to know what the hell happened. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, good morning. That's the way of putting it. I like it.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to Second Date Update, Samantha. And of course, before we do anything, you need to tell us about this date you had. How was it? What'd you do? Who is he? Give me the scoop.
Okay, okay. Well, his name is Josh.
Okay.
And, I mean, like, the date was really, I've never had things kind of come together so well.
Okay.
We both decided that we wanted to go out to dinner. Mm-hmm. We both really liked the same kind of food. We just talked all night. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was so adorable when we went to leave. It seemed like he might have wanted to kiss me or maybe not. And we sort of had, like, this moment. And then we had, like, this really beautiful kiss. And I don't know. I just kind of had, like, a little bit of butterflies in my stomach since then, but I you know, I've texted him the next day. Like, I waited a whole day before I texted him and said that I had a great time and that I really thought that, you know, we hit it off and that we should definitely hang out again at the least.
Yep.
And I haven't heard anything back.
Not even a response to your text?
Not even a response to my text, which makes absolutely no sense. I mean, we had a fantastic time. I'm really racking my brain as to what could possibly have happened.
Seriously, what is wrong with guys? I mean, he had a great date.
You are a guy.
But
stop.
No, I mean, this is wrong. I mean, they had a great day. They kissed at the end of the night. She texts him to thank him, and he doesn't even text her back. Like, seriously, like, just a courtesy text. Like,
well,
be nice.
Who knows? Maybe something happened. Maybe he didn't get the text. I don't know.
That is possible.
That's what would go on in my head. You know, Samantha, you had such a great date. You made such a connection that if I didn't hear back after sending a text, I'd be like, oh my gosh, maybe I didn't send it properly. Maybe it didn't get through. Maybe he didn't get it. Maybe his phone died. I don't know.
That's very true.
I'm always the one who thinks that he's like sick or in the hospital or just died for some reason. Like my brain always goes to the absolute worst place.
All right, this is what we're going to do, Samantha. We're going to call Josh and I'm going to ask him how he thought the date went, and then we'll hopefully get some answers. Hopefully he'll answer his phone when we call, okay?
I hope so. All right,
you're going to be listening in, and of course you can jump in on the conversation at any time. All right, Samantha?
Okay, sounds good.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. We're back with Samantha in West Hartford. It is second date update. We're about to find out why she has not heard from her first date to get a second date. Are you ready for us to call Samantha? Samantha, are you ready for us to call Josh?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
All right. Well, they went on a great first date. She even texted him.
Yes.
And thanked him for the date and suggested getting together, and he never responded. Is that correct, Samantha?
That's correct.
Right. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't forget, you can jump in. You'll be hearing everything. Hold on. All right, let's call Josh.
Yeah.
I feel fired up.
Talks a lot, too. Did you notice that? Chat. She's very chatty.
What's wrong with that?
Bubbly.
Bubbly, that's what it was. Yeah, she's too bubbly for me.
Sounds great.
It's too early.
Take a nap.
Hello?
Hi, is Josh there?
It's Josh.
Hey, Josh, it's Courtney.
What's up, Josh? It's Walmart.
It's Gavin.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7, and you are on the air, Josh.
All right. Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Great, thanks. Great.
Welcome to the show, Josh. If you're not familiar with the show, we do something called Second Date Update, where if somebody goes on a first date, they have a great time, they make a connection, but for some reason, they never hear from that person again, we call and get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
And you're on Second Date Update. Would you like me to fill you in, Josh?
Yes, please.
All right. Here's the deal, Josh. We get a phone call from Samantha, who said she met you on a dating app. You guys went on a first date, and she had a great time. Like, awesome conversation. Totally, like, felt a connection. She even sent you a text message thanking you for the date and suggesting you guys get together again, at the very least, to hang out. Did you get that text message, Josh?
I remember Samantha. Yeah, we had a good time. We went out and it was fun. Right. But you know, we just have a lot of different interests. Well, we didn't have a whole lot of stuff in common.
But Josh, first of all, she told us that you guys had a lot in common and you talked all night. What do you mean you don't have anything in common?
Well, you know, it's just that, like, I'm really into, you know, like, camping and fishing, and she, you know, she's really into going out dancing and stuff. I hate dancing. I'm not into the club scene, so I don't really want to deal with that.
Excuse me? Josh, yep. Are you serious?
That's Samantha. She's on the line listening in. Go ahead, Samantha. I mean, apparently he doesn't like the fact you dance.
This doesn't make any... We talked all night. We had so much in common. But because I dance, that's why you didn't respond to me? But I had dancing on my profile. I had a little dancing lady, little emoji on my profile. I don't understand how... What?
You're not an... Are you an exotic dancer, Samantha?
Are you a stripper?
Or you just like to go out dancing with your friends?
No. I like go out dancing with my friends. I like dancing. I don't know. That doesn't... Right. And that's the whole reason why you didn't even respond to me? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this.
It's
ridiculous.
A little shallow, Josh. Don't you think? I mean, I think it's a little shallow.
Yeah. You know what? I understand and I get it.
Yep.
Samantha, I'm sorry that I didn't text you back or respond. And I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, that was big of you.
Samantha?
But, Do you have any single friends that like to go camping?
Are you... Wait. Are you asking Samantha? What?
Are you serious? Wow. Wow, dude. You are a douche.
All right.
Wow, I think I dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I think you did too, Samantha. Josh.
What?
All right.
Oh, my God.
I like his confidence.
I don't know.
No, that's so wrong.
Listen, Samantha... I think maybe it isn't a match. Josh, obviously, I mean, you're not into dancing. And Samantha, I don't think you want to go camping with a guy that's rude.
I'm not into douches.
I'm sorry. That was funny.
Come on.
all right. Well, Josh, I do have to thank you for being honest, Josh. I mean, at least you're honest.
Yeah, it would have been nice if you were honest.
Nothing else.
Dinner.
At least I'm honest.
Yeah, that's right. At least you're honest. All right, Samantha, well, you got your answer, and thank you for calling us, and hopefully you can find somebody who's got a little more in common.
I appreciate that, guys. I'll write no douches in my profile.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.